Be sure to keep up with David Glenn's stops on the Big Tailgate Tour by following us on Twitter at David Glenn Show or visiting BigTailgateTour.com.
All right, folks, during the same week when a lot of college football fans and beyond that, weather watchers all across the eastern United States are following Hurricane Matthew and wondering how or if that will impact college football games this weekend, we're following the coaching carousel, and let's just say that in both cases, hurricanes and coaching jump decisions, there can be forces pushing and pulling in opposite directions. That is the case whether you are an ACC football fan wondering whether your favorite coach might be willing to jump to LSU, and that is certainly the case if you're wondering whether your football game this week is going to be impacted by Hurricane Matthew. This force pushes it closer to the Atlantic coast. This other force pushes it back out into the Atlantic Ocean. And similarly, for UNC fans or Louisville fans and others wondering about Larry Fedora and whether LSU is interested, Bobby Petrino and whether LSU is interested, similarly, there are forces pushing and pulling in opposite directions there as well. Fedora and Petrino seem to be the names bounced around most among ACC fans, but remember, it's a much larger search than that for a program that the athletic director, Joe Oliva at LSU, formerly of Duke, has described as one of the 10 best coaching jobs in all of college football, and that's probably a pretty fair description. The reasons that Louisville or UNC fans simply can't discount the rumors entirely is that LSU's own description of what it's looking for is a pretty good fit for guys like Petrino and Fedora. They want, point blank, somebody with proven head coaching experience. That's not a maybe prerequisite. That's out of the words, or out of the mouth of athletic director Joe Oliva himself. Proven head coaches only need to apply. They also have implied at LSU that in the aftermath of the Les Miles dismissal, being an offensive guru gets you a lot of bonus points. We see this in college sports all the time. Whatever you disliked most about the last guy that you just got rid of, you're going to make darn sure, or at least try really hard, that the new guy has whatever missing ingredient the last guy didn't have. Les Miles did incredible work on defense. He did a lot of great work with his running game offensively. Sometimes he had superstars on special teams. What he failed to have consistently and what led to his dismissal, even though he brought a national championship to LSU, is that he never really wrapped his brain around 21st century style offensive college football. If you had to list all the reasons that contributed to his demise, that would be number one on the list. Well, who in the current top 25 of college football has both proven head coaching experience and that background as an offensive guru? Well, Tom Herman of Houston has that, and he's considered one of the leading candidates. He was an Urban Meyer right-hand man on the offensive staff at Ohio State. Quick side note, he is the quarterback's coach for the Buckeyes, actually personally recruited Ohio product Mitch Trubisky, now the star quarterback for the North Carolina Tar Heels. But I digress. Tom Herman, proven head coach at Houston, offensive guru in his background. Jimbo Fisher, proven head coach at FSU, offensive guru in his background. That's what he did as an assistant at Florida State. That's what he did as an assistant to Nick Saban at LSU when those guys helped bring the Tigers a national championship years ago. They're not the only ones, but Fedora and Petrino, even a Justin Fuente at Virginia Tech, say an out of coaching right now, Art Briles, formerly of Baylor, a Lane Kiffin, Alabama offensive coordinator. He was a head coach, so technically he qualifies even though he's not a head coach right now. Maybe a Brian Harsin of Boise State. You look at the national top 25 and its outskirts, maybe a Willie Taggart of South Florida. All of these guys, proven head coaches, offensive guru in their backgrounds. And unlike most coaches in the national top 25, we say at least they might be willing to listen. We don't know for sure. But Nick Saban's not leaving Alabama, right? Urban Meyer's not leaving Ohio State. Dabo Swinney might someday leave Clemson, but he's not leaving for the LSU job. Maybe he'll follow Nick Saban someday at Alabama. Again, that's a story for another time. Jim Harbaugh's not leaving Michigan, another top five program, since it's his alma mater, whether LSU or anybody else comes calling from the college ranks. You can't say the same about a job-jumping Bobby Petrino at Louisville. You can't assume the same if Larry Fedora was willing to climb the ladder and leave a great program he built at Southern Miss, school record 12 wins in his final year there. Well, LSU's higher in the pecking order than UNC is in college football, so you can't say never. LSU's starting point, proven head coaching experience, LSU's assumed 1B factor, offensive guru, Larry Fedora and his Fed spread, Bobby Petrino as an offensive guru in other ways for a long time, they flat out fit the description. So does Justin Fuente of Virginia Tech a little bit farther down the ladder. So does Jimbo Fisher, but in a previous edition, we talked about how unlikely it is that he would leave FSU for what is, in his case, more of a lateral move from one of the better jobs in college football to another of the better jobs in college football. If you're a fan of Fedora or Petrino or some others, another worrying factor is that LSU is a member of the Modern College Football National Championship Club. The Tar Heels are not. The Louisville Cardinals are not. And I know that's hard for fans to hear and accept sometimes, but it is a realistic part of this equation here. We're not talking about some of these programs that won quote-unquote national titles in the 1800s or even the early 1900s. We're talking about in 2003 and in 2007, one Nick Saban, the other Les Miles, the Tigers won the national title. That's not ancient history. That's recent history. And that's why LSU is viewed as one of those top 10 type jobs. The Tigers are a member of the Modern College Football National Championship Club. The Tar Heels aren't. The Cardinals aren't. And that is a factor for most coaches when they're dreaming about an even better job maybe than they have now. LSU is a more prestigious job than either Louisville or UNC. LSU is a football-first school in a way that the Cardinals are not and the Tar Heels are not, and many believe those two schools never will be anything besides basketball-first. Doesn't mean you can't achieve great things in football. It just means it's harder at a school where basketball is king. There are those questions at UNC and Louisville. There's no such question at LSU. Football is king, and it's basketball. That's not only secondary, but often an afterthought. LSU also has, all due respect to UNC and Louisville and others, a larger, more passionate football fan base than where Larry Fedora is in Chapel Hill right now or Bobby Petrino is in Louisville. These are factors. They're not the only factors, but they point the arrow in favor of LSU over places like UNC and Louisville. One more worrisome aspect to the equation, especially for UNC fans, if they love Larry Fedora and want to keep him. By modern day standards, Larry Fedora has an incredibly small buyout number. All coaches have the buyout where they have to pay if they want to leave, but there's the other buyout where the school has to pay him X if they want to fire him. Without cause, as they call it. Larry Fedora's buyout, if he wants to leave, is not a lot more than $1 million. By today's standards, that is a tiny number. Why is it a tiny number? Well, Larry Fedora is the guy who navigated ugly headlines and negative recruiting when Carolina had an AFAM scandal that he didn't create, and he wasn't even on campus when it became a problem. Larry Fedora's had to navigate the Tar Heels football program through waters that were complicated because of the whole Marvin Austin players accepting money and benefits from agents. Larry Fedora wasn't the Tar Heels head coach when that happened. Same with AFAM. He's got nothing to do with either scandal, but he's the one left to clean up the mess and try to build a championship-caliber program through negative headlines that were not his fault. That's not a fun job description. And when you want to extend Larry Fedora's contract and try to pay him fairly, which the Tar Heels did this past December, to their credit, Larry Fedora has enough leverage that he says, yeah, I like it here. I'll take my $3 million, but I don't want the biggest buyout in the world because, one, I'm not guaranteed what the NCAA says about this scandal thing. And two, if I'm going to coach here at that number, I don't want to have to pay $10 million if my dream job came knocking. Larry Fedora's never listed publicly his dream jobs, but he does have roots in the state of Texas. He does have a background in both the SEC and the Big 12. It wouldn't surprise anybody if the teams on his dream job list included a member of the SEC or the Big 12. Only the highest profile members of those leagues, but LSU qualifies as one of the better jobs in the SEC. Again, we don't know if Larry Fedora has it as one of his dream jobs, but I don't think we can assume that it's not on the list either. That's a series of arrows pointing in the direction of why these ACC football fan bases can't just assume that their guy's staying. It's not a lateral move if you're the head coach at those other schools. It's a climb up the ladder. There are other factors, though. Just as Hurricane Matthew has some forces pushing it inland and other forces pushing it back out to sea, there are other very real, very important, undeniable forces that if you're a UNC fan, perhaps, make it easier for you to digest that maybe Larry Fedora would stay in Chapel Hill, even if LSU came knocking. Among those reasons are these. Coaches are smart, and depending on how much they value money compared to things like stability and how much they trust and like the people they're working with and for, it's not always going to the more prestigious job. It's not always leaving the $3 million job for the $5 million job. We've gotten to know Larry Fedora pretty well personally over the years. Unlike Bobby Petrino of Louisville, who in his personal track record has proven repeatedly he has little loyalty to anybody under any circumstance, marriage, money, job searches, secret interviews or otherwise, Larry Fedora is a different cat personality-wise. He's not a man who has had a track record for that lack of character, lack of integrity that has followed Bobby Petrino around. Larry Fedora is the son of a barber. His dad, Herb Fedora, was in the military for a while and then for about a half century cut people's hair. For 40 years in and near College Station, Texas, Herb Fedora entertained his customers with sports conversation while cutting their hair, often military style. That blue collar, money matters but it's not everything attitude has translated to his son. That doesn't mean Larry Fedora stays in Chapel Hill forever. I think we're all realistic enough to understand that. But it does mean that you can weigh more than mere money when you contemplate your own future. His wife is happy in Chapel Hill. He just got his raise to more than $3 million very recently. It was, again, last December. That makes for goodwill between a coach and his current school. They're almost through the NCAA scandal headlines. And when you read that Larry Fedora makes only $2 million a year, you are reading an inaccuracy. There are some folks who don't understand that different coaches are compensated differently at different schools. And you might see a database where next to Larry Fedora's name is $2 million because that database doesn't understand nuance very well. And the Tar Heels' university direct compensation is roughly $2 million, and that's why it shows up in the database that way. But Carolina, very wisely in my opinion, adds compensation to people like Roy Williams' deal, people like Larry Fedora's deal, through a Nike contract and through media deals where it's not reflected in the $2 million a year, but the more realistic real-world number is $3 million plus for Larry Fedora. Ignore the $2 million references in the articles that you read in the LSU search and otherwise. They don't know what they're talking about. Trust the $3 million plus reference because we do know what we're talking about. Larry Fedora makes $1 million plus extra in those other deals that are not in the fine print of his deal directly with the university. The bottom line is he cares about the total compensation, and that number's over $3 million, even if you keep reading that it is $2 million. That son of a barber personality is real. And if you talk to UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham, he'll tell you that Larry Fedora's negotiation tactics after a great year one for Carolina, where they could have played in the ACC title game but for those NCAA sanctions that weren't Fedora's fault, or the 11-win season of a year ago where they did play Clemson for the ACC title and they did tie the school record for wins. Bubba Cunningham will tell you that Larry Fedora was one of the most reasonable, not at all pushy, cooperative, we're all in this together type negotiators that he's ever seen. It added to the respect Bubba Cunningham has as UNC's athletic director for Fedora. And the way they worked out a mutually agreeable compromise also added, in Larry Fedora's words, to his respect for UNC and for his direct boss at UNC, athletic director Bubba Cunningham. That stuff, again, doesn't guarantee that anybody stays forever, but along with son of the barber blue-collar mentality, along with, yes, LSU probably would offer $5 million plus instead of $3 million plus, but it's a less stable environment. How many bad years could you have at LSU and be retained versus how many dips could you have at Carolina and keep your job because you're the guy that got them to a couple of Coastal Division titles and a school record tying 11 wins, plus whatever happens in the current season. Smart coaches think about stability. Smart coaches think about the loyal, passionate fan bases, but also the rabid, impatient, fire the guy because he lost Saturday, much less a bad season or a string of bad seasons. Smart coaches look at the bigger picture, especially guys who grew up not valuing money as the number one most important thing on the planet. Other factors that might lean toward Larry Fedora and that scenario of staying in Chapel Hill. It is hard to leave something you built. Now, he did it at Southern Miss, and coaches do it all the time. But when you are on national media every week complimenting Mitch Trubisky, your star redshirt junior quarterback, for what exactly? What is number one as Larry Fedora compliments his redshirt junior quarterback who's on some people's top 10 Heisman watch lists? Loyalty. Loyalty. Could you compliment Mitch Trubisky for not transferring when he sat mostly for 3 years, and then before his senior year playing for you as the guy who helped rejuvenate UNC football on your watch, could you compliment him every week in the national media for his loyalty and then not show him loyalty by hanging around for his own senior season? Some people can do that. Bobby Petrino among them probably wouldn't bat an eyelash. Maybe Larry Fedora could do that, but maybe he couldn't. We'll see. Another factor worth considering. One last thing. Joe Oliva, former Duke AD, is the athletic director at LSU. Just as you know, if you take the LSU job, there will be a shorter leash than in Chapel Hill. There will be more angry fans at you in a shorter time period if you don't win quickly. You would be leaving the guarantee of a positive relationship that you've cultivated for years with your boss, Bubba Cunningham, and others at UNC. And you'd be diving into a snake pit where not only did Les Miles just get fired, former Duke AD Joe Oliva is considered by many part of the problem. And you'd be leaving the comfort of a relationship you know and respect and value. You'd be entering a snake pit where Joe Oliva just fired the last guy despite multiple SEC titles and a national championship because he bowed to the pressures of fans and some powerful boosters. And you'd be jumping into a situation where either that guy is your boss, far more volatile than your UNC employer, or you're not even sure Joe Oliva's not going to get run out of town during this latest LSU transition. Some people tend to stick with a job that they like at a compensation level that they like with a boss that they like, even if it's not a member of the national championship club the way LSU is or the $5 million club the way LSU is, because they value more stability. They value the known commodity of a positive relationship. They fear or wonder about the unknown commodity. Who's my athletic director? Who's pushing the right buttons around here? Is it true that the governor or other politicians helped Les Miles get unfired last January and then all of a sudden they're not powerful enough to make him get unfired this time? That's a snake pit, folks. And if you win right away, well, then you're the $5 million or more man that is the toast of the town, and you're at a higher profile program and a more prestigious job, and maybe you can win a national championship there, and maybe you'd have a harder time or an impossible time doing that in Chapel Hill. That's the upside. Smart coaches consider the bigger picture, and Larry Fedora would have to leave a lot of things he likes for a lot of unknowns if he ended up getting that call from LSU. Last thing, we're not sure Bobby Petrino's in the top five. We're not sure Larry Fedora's in the top five. Ed Orgeron, interim coach at LSU, could get this job. Tom Herman of Houston and Jimbo Fisher of Florida State clearly are higher in the pecking order. We don't know if it's going to get to Larry Fedora or Bobby Petrino or anybody else, but as with Hurricane Matthew, there are really powerful forces pushing those searches and those answers to those inquiries in both directions, and it's important to remember both as you follow this LSU coaching search and any ACC angles that it might end up involving between now and when the coaching carousel stops spinning.
Have a question you want DG to answer on The David Glenn Show? Email your questions to dglenn@accsports.com.